This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yep. Here, this Green Bay? Oh, next is Green Bay. I lost it there for a minute, folks.
Hey, that one was uncued.
Here we go. Here it is again. Larry Dozes loses place.
All right.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? They certainly do when it's pro-choicers.
Asleep. He's asleep. Larry. He's sleeping during his radio show.
It's Larry King. We're back.
Yeah.
This Green Bay? Oh, next is Green Bay. I lost it there for a minute.
There it is. What a pro. There it is all the way.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the job's disappeared.
And now he's sleeping.
Hello?
Again. He's asleep.
Yep. I'm sorry. Don't want to rephrase that. Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure in welcoming you aboard. Happy new organization. Happy anniversary, guys. And you're both, I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
Right.
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Why do you favor Ray?
Here's another one. Here's where B.O. Bob calls him. At the restaurant where he's having lunch.
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please? Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent.
Urgent.
Rob Williamson?
Rob Williamson.
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show.
Lower voice goes a little.
Here he comes. Here comes Larry.
Hello.
Hello, Larry. I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch? I
He says, why are you doing this? Don't do this.
Don't do this, click.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chants. We have a chance national anthem.
Okay.
You ready? Stand
dance,
up, chance. Okay?
Come on, darling. Don't be scared. Yeah.
Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. How we love the chancy man. The chancy man.
Could you stop the planet now? Because I'm getting off.
Wow.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Buzz.
Are you all right? I can't get my breath.
Okay.
He has his new script.
Oh, wrong song. Come in, dummy.
Dummy here.
This is the dummy just hit the wrong song. I will now hit the right song and listen to his new and improved script.
Very good.
Matt Mustaine here in the hot heat of Rockville Pike. No one has come by yet, and the problem is me. Here's my new motto. I am too dumb to make them come. Please come and let me squirt you. Don't be put off by my lack of anything good. I can make you cool. 5914 Hubbard Drive. Buck tradition and come here to me, the Stain.
That was Buck tradition.
Buck
right?
Tradition. Yeah. That was Buck. Yeah. Mike. That was Buck.
Buck tradition.
What a be. Like Uncle Buck.
Or Buck that, Owens.
The dirty version, Uncle F.
That's a good movie. Also with John Candy.
Okay, so Larry to Larry. The Larrys are back.
Very good.
And here's why. It's perfect topic.
I have to get into my Larry position.
Some chick who has written a book called The Fortune Hunters, and it's about how you can bag yourself a rich guy.
Ooh. Money's good, right?
So she's standing by. Here's this thing.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. The Larry King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Uh-huh.
And now the host of the program, here's Larry.
Why do you favor rape?
That was the last interview, brother. Hi, folks. This is Larry King.
I'm Larry King.
It's King to King.
Sure, boy.
Yeah, it is. Man, we had a good breakfast this morning, didn't we?
It was hot outside. That's bad, right? Hot, too hot is bad.
Why do they put codes on the weather? I don't understand that. I never understood the... I never understood the codes they put under Twitter.
These guys, they do this thing. What's a heat index?
I don't understand. And how does it work? If it's hot, it's hot. Why trouble yourself? Why?
Why do they call it commando? Why don't they call it, like, mercenary if you ain't got your shorts on?
Yeah, I don't get it either. What's the deal with that there? Folks, this is Lay King. We're talking about weather.
Hi, folks. I'm Lay King.
And I'm Lay King.
Smart cars. They're little, right? Little cars are not good if you're big, right?
You don't want to squeeze into them too tight. But, they, you know, I'm sure they get you to where you got to go there.
Barry Bonds takes drugs, right?
Yeah, but, boy, I love baseball. You know what I like to do? I like to go to the game, get a cup of popcorn, a cup, just a small cup, because my cardiologist, and I like to stand at the concourse and see if anybody recognizes me. You ever do that? That's
sure
big
I
fun,
do,
boy.
Sure I do
that's
that, boy.
That's them games there, boy.
This is Larry King.
And Lay King.
The late Art Carney. Gone. Never forgotten.
If I saw Art Carney on camera, I was laughing.
We're joined now by Anna Nicole Smith. Anna Nicole.
Hello.
You're dead, right?
I think it's an impersonator, right? You're an impersonator of Anna Nicole?
You was on Law and Order, right? Or was that one of these, them, those reenactments there? Sure, boy. Law's good. Order's good. It's not good to be arrested, right?
Bad stuff. We've been there. Too much of that gambling down in Miami.
We bounced checks. Why do they call them bounced? Mine always fell on the floor, brother.
Half boots look best with a zipper. Matzahs smeared with schmaltz. It's chicken fat. It's all you take. Take a little matzah, put some schmaltz on it. It's chicken fat, and it's good. It's like butter.
Juice. Why are you doing this?
Don't do this.
Don't do this.
Juice.
But join now.
I sure do miss Mel Torme.
Charlotte Hayes. I'm Larry.
I'm Larry.
I'm Charlotte. Thank you for having me.
Charlotte is... in the book. I want to tell you, I wrote a foreword to a book. The book is called My Life with the Zygas by Sandy Koufax.
It's a book about growing up in Brooklyn. You know Brooklyn, Charlotte?
I do. I know Brooklyn.
New York, big city.
I'm in New York right now.
Oh, it's nice, right?
Well, it's hot as Hades.
Yeah, hot. Heat bad, anywhere you are.
And the subway's flooded, so I've had a hard time.
You never should put your hand in a garbage disposal when it's running, right?
I never do that.
Very, very bad. Folks, this is Lay King and Lay King.
That would mangle your fingers. Why did you make a movie? Go.
Why did I make a movie?
Right.
Well, I didn't make a movie. I wrote a book about called Fortune Hunters, about women who marry big fortunes.
Let me tell you something.
Whoa, a surprise guest.
My brother and I have been married. How many times have we been married, brother?
7 to 9 times. I don't like to go on record because that's when they always dredge it up there, brother, and they follow up on that crap.
Well, did you get rich?
While I was married?
Yeah. Did you marry somebody with big money?
No, dear boy. They all took the money from me and ran away.
Well, this is a book about women who marry guys with big money, and they generally end up with money themselves.
If you're in the backyard, you got a cookout. I like wearing my Boy Scout trousers, my black socks.
You wear the ones with the little thing that holds your keys, right? The
yeah,
little hook?
Yeah, sure there, boy.
Yeah, there. Those are good there.
If you got yourself a hibachi.
Yeah.
You shouldn't pick up those coals, right? They're hot, right?
Very dangerous. Don't touch the coals. Don't touch the coals, yeah.
Tom Hanks is box office royalty.
If he's in a film, I'm watching it.
Well,
Jerry Seinfeld, a known Jew, funny, rich.
Very wealthy. You make a lot of money when your TV show's a hit. Isn't that right, Charlotte?
Well, that's true, but my book is about women who make money by marrying money.
And how long has your television show been on the air?
I have no television show.
Why? Right. Why is the word bitch
Such a bad boy.
Well, I use it all the time. Is it a bad word?
Is it in your book?
No, it's not in my book. I don't think the lawyers would have left it there.
You didn't put the word bitch in your book?
I didn't.
Why?
Well, because these women are not... these women are dynamic, but they're not witches.
A Prius is a hybrid, right? I'm curious. How does a car run on a battery?
Well, I don't drive, so I don't know. But I know that Al Gore's son has a Prius.
Tip of Gore, sniff my anal vapors, right?
I beg your pardon?
You've been writing a long time.
I have.
Why?
Well, it's what I've always wanted to do, and I wrote a long time for the Washington Times.
Uh-huh.
That newspaper went out of business, right?
No, sorry, it's still there. I wrote a gossip column there for a long time.
The Washington Times is still in business?
It's still in business.
Why?
Well, because it's a good paper.
Other papers have gone out of business, haven't they, Charlotte?
They have.
Why?
Because they lose circulation and money.
Did you pick out the artwork for your book?
I did.
Why?
Because I thought it captured the dynamism of these women.
You got a lot of pages?
It has 216 pages.
Why?
Do you think you can read 216 pages?
Why?
They're all fun.
Pages are good.
You know you can't spell fun without F-U. Why?
You can't.
Why?
Why is that?
I think a garter sock on a woman is sexy, but on a man... Get out of town. If Jack Lemmon is wearing garters, I'm there.
Jack Lemmon, from all his great movies, wearing a sock with garters. What do you think, Charlotte?
I think Jack Lemmon is probably not wearing a sock with garters now.
Do you like...
Oh, he's dead, right?
Yes.
Why?
Why is he dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're going to die someday, right?
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, I hope none of these ladies in my book kill me.
Well, we're not going to die. We have a special arrangement.
What is that? With whom?
Are you familiar with Bouillabaisse? Satan.
Beelzebub.
Beelzebub?
Lucifer, the man down under.
He's the devil, right?
Right. I know him.
Hey, you hear that there? You hear that there, Charlotte? That is a contract with the devil.
He's going to keep you alive.
Yeah.
Do you like Satan?
Do I like him? No.
Why?
Because I don't...
He's done a lot for the community. He built good roads.
So when you made your movie about gold diggers and Satan, how many of them were actual Satanists?
None of them were Satanists.
Why?
I don't know. Now, Ariana, who's in the book, I'm determined to make you let me talk about my book.
Get well wishes to Merv Griffin. Prostates, they go bad. Why?
All the time. I don't understand that. You want to talk about your book, Charlotte?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want people to go out and buy my book.
Oh.
Why do they call them Jimmies? You ever go to get some frozen custard?
And you have the little chocolate shavings that they scrape on top?
Why don't they call them Mikey's or Billy's? Why any Jimmies?
Why they called Jimmies, Charlotte?
I have no idea.
How long have you been making ice cream? Go.
How long have I been making ice cream?
You've made your own ice cream, haven't you?
Well, no.
What's your favorite flavor?
Coconut.
Why?
Oh, my God.
We're talking with Charlotte Hayes. Charlotte is
covering the low-speed chase right now. Charlotte, can you tell me... it's a tragedy, really. I'm with the news company, the one Brandon's...
Charlotte, can you tell me why he's following them?
Why?
Why? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It appears to be a pursuit. Can you tell us, is anyone in any imminent danger right now?
Well, somewhere, sure.
Mark David Chapman, right?
Who?
JonBenet Ramsey. We're going to have the dad on the show.
Yeah.
He's guilty, right?
He's guilty of something.
What time does your movie come out? What time of day?
My movie comes out momentarily.
Momentarily. That's not good. They should give you. Your agents should let you know what's going on with it.
How did you feel when you caught the Barry Bonds home run? Go. Are you going to eBay it?
I am not, and I thought the New York Post had the great headline, 726 or whatever the number is, junk bonds.
Junk bonds. So you don't care about the ball? That you
well,
caught.
No, I care. I care about the fact. I don't know anything about baseball, but I think.
Why?
Because I'm just not interested. But I think Barry Bonds, I think it's terrible that he broke that record because he's used steroids.
Is it very difficult to actually get the gold out of the mine?
It's a breeze.
Are steroids bad?
For some people.
My testicles are small.
Why?
Why? I think it's the roids, brother.
Might be the roid rage. Look at our shoulders. We've been on steroids for years. But not really to build the body up to help us breathe.
I'm Leigh King.
This is Leigh King. We're talking with Charlotte Hayes. Charlotte Hayes, she's got a gold mine.
Are you sorry that Regis passed away this morning?
Well, if he had, I would be deeply, deeply sorry. Did he?
I want to tell you something. I want that gig with my brother.
Yeah, we're going to do that show.
Well, you going to keep Kelly?
We're next in line.
Do you like Kelly Ripper?
You know, I don't watch morning TV.
Why?
Because I'm working.
Do you eat pizza when you work?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite brand?
With my favorite brand?
Yeah, your favorite type.
I like Big Slice on 18th Street.
Why?
It's delicious and cheap.
They put peppers on it?
They do.
Yeah.
Women get to wear pants now, right?
They do.
Why? Have you ever voted?
Have I voted? Yes, I voted.
That's
every
crazy.
Time.
That's crazy. Why?
You ever put a cigarette out on the beach?
No.
That's littering.
But I've never done it.
Yeah, sure.
Smokey Bear. Sure. Yogi Bear. Who's your favorite bear?
I want to talk about my book.
Why?
What's the name of your book?
It's Fortune Hunters.
Fortune Hunters.
I'll tell you.
They married.
We're joined by Xavier Hollander. The book is The Happy Hooker. I got to tell you something. It's erotic. I like it. Do you like it, brother? Why?
I love it. Hey, lady.
Is that me you're calling?
The Pilgrims had the first Thanksgiving, right?
First Thanksgiving was in Jamestown.
Why?
Because they got there first.
Sure.
Is a Slim Jim kosher?
Go.
No, it's not. It's got pork in it.
Why?
I don't know.
What's your favorite dessert?
What's my favorite dessert?
Yeah,
I'm on a diet.
You ever hear that where they say the two things you don't want to see? You don't want to see laws being made. You don't want to see sausage being made. Right?
Sausage sure. Being made, messy process.
Sausage is like entrails, right?
Tastes good, though.
Yeah, like pig's curly tails, right?
And they stuff the meat that's all ground up in the intestine.
Pigs are dirty, right?
Dirty animals, right?
Why?
Pigs are clean. Pigs are clean. They're smart and clean.
Pigs are clean. I've seen a dirty one. I probably saw him, you know, eating a steak.
Well, you probably saw
slop.
Him, in, you know, in mud or something. But pigs are very clean animals.
He had a half-eaten carrot, and I tried to take it from them.
Anderson Cooper, half a fag coming up tonight. Anderson Cooper, 360. That's when he turns around and bends over. he's gay, right? Why? Why are you gay? We're talking with a woman who's written a book about being gay.
No, I haven't written a book about being gay.
Well, what's it about
then?
This book
is about being straight.
Straight.
It's called The Fortune Hunters. It's about women who marry money.
So it's getting straight. It's a sobering up book. Right?
Well, no, it's not a sobering up book.
No.
Why is five drinks binge drinking?
Go.
Well, that I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
I sure do miss Lori Neff.
Why? Why, brother?
She would come in and go to the ladies' room every morning. Every morning. She'd
Why?
Come in, she'd go to the bathroom. Because she ate food, brother.
Oh, that's it. I know. You explained that to me one time.
Why do we digest food through our stomach? Go. We're talking with nutritional expert Charlotte Hayes.
Charlotte, it's been a pleasure.
It's been very odd, and I thank you for having me.
Good luck with the television show, the movie, the book, and the gold mine.
And thank you very much.
How long until your surgery is complete?
I'm convalescing now.
God bless you, and we really hope that things work out for you.
Thanks for joining us, Queen Elizabeth.
God bless you.
Dina Lohan.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Well, that's it.
That's the Larry King Show.
She seemed confused.
That's it.
But she, you know what? I respect her immensely because she hung in there.
She did.
Tell you something about
she
us.
Sounded like Paula Deen.
I believe you and I have never been more focused.
I agree.
In a bit that calls for us to be totally unfocused.
You have to be focused to be unfocused.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, of course, the most important Larry question in the world.
Why?
Oh, no.
Hey, Dumas.
Speaking of unfocused.
Yeah. Go ahead, read it, friend.
Sure.
Oh, dear. There you go. I'm sorry. He is...
Why do you favor rape?
He has forfeited his airtime once again.
No!
How you doing out there? How many people have you squirted?
None since the postman.
What a miserable failure you are.
I think it might turn around if I read the script again, though.
See, that's all he wants. Uh-huh. That's what he craves.
You smell like a turd. Why?
Why? Oh, no answer. See, that doesn't work, Matt.
You're killing us. We got to play commercials here, Matt.
You want to read your script?
Yeah.
Read it as fast as you can.
Go ahead.
Go.
Matt Stain here in the hot heat of Rockville Pike. No one has come by yet, and the problem is me. Here's my new motto. I'm too dumb to make them come. Please come and let me squirt you. Don't be put off by my lack of anything good. I can make you cool. 5914 Hubbard Drive. Buck tradition and come here to me, the Stain.
Very good.
Buck tradition.
I didn't mean that, but I said it. Very good.
It used to be my radio name. It's the Buck Tradition Show. I'm the mother bucker. How you do it anyway?
A nice feast in the Tradition House this weekend.
Why?
This is the Don and Mike Show.